It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is July 26, 2024. Happy National Aunt and Uncle's Day. I'm a proud uncle myself. It's been fun. A lot of work being an uncle, but it's worth it in the end. It's definitely worth it. All right, let's jump into the birthdays. Sandra Bullock, 60. Mick Jagger, 80. Roger Taylor, 74. Kevin Spacey, 64. Helen Mirren, or something like that, 78. I can't read my handwriting. I apologize. Also on this day in history, 1956, the Andrea Doria sank off the coast of Nantucket. 51 people passed away on that ship. The U.S. Postal Service was established by the Second Continental Congress. You know, I forgot to write down the year. Sorry. Ben Franklin was named the first Postmaster General. That's pretty interesting. All right, let's get into the news, folks. We have no breaking news. We have this one from the BBC. World's longest rowing boat to carry Olympic torch. This thing's pretty crazy looking, actually. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's only as wide, you know, the rowing sculls of the, like the race at college races and stuff. They're the 8-manned boats. This one's got 24 rowers. It's 131 feet, but it still has the beam of one of those 8-man boats. So it's really kind of funny. It's actually a little crooked if you look at the aerial shot of it. But I mean, what can you do? They got it pretty good. Pretty darn straight. Straight enough to row it and carry the torch. So that's really a cool thing. Here's one from WVLT. This one's actually terrifying. Whale capsizes boat off coast of New Hampshire. So this is like off our waters, which is even more terrifying. These guys were just out fishing. I guess one of the commenters after the article said that they were fishing in whale feeding areas. So, you know, you get what you have for. But yeah, this whale just breaches the water and just crashes on this like 23-foot center console fishing boat. And it just flips upside down like a toy boat. So that was crazy. The guy's still holding his, he's reeling like, as the thing's going over. It was quite the video. You should check that out. Just search whale capsizes boat and you'll find it real quick. Here's one from Fox News. This one's huge. This one is absolutely huge. Considering our battle with fentanyl right now, this is a big, big story here. Sinaloa cartel co-founder Fote El Mayo taken into U.S. custody, but not on, here's the subheading. Ismael El Mayo Zambada Garcia co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. That's how big this guy is. He's Guzman size. So, and not only did they get him, they got El Chapo's son, another huge person in this Mexico drug cartel. So that was huge. They actually, crazy how they got these guys. They somehow fooled them into thinking they were flying down to get some land, look at land in southern Mexico. Ended up bringing them to El Paso, where our authorities were waiting on them. And I don't know who, like, was the pilot and who arranged that flight, but they are in, there's definitely something put out there on them. I guarantee you, if you know what I'm saying. I got to be careful what I say here. But Yeah, that is crazy stuff there. I guess they were flown to Chicago this morning. So we will follow that, man. If they end up in the type of prison as El Chapo, they'll never see the light of day again. Absolutely not. Here's one from Reuters. Barack and Michelle Obama endorse Harris in video of live call. All right, there you go. Harris has Barack and Michelle Obama in her corner. Good for her. Good for her. All right, one from CNN. This is complete horse crap. A $1 million starter home is now the norm in more than 200 U.S. cities. That's bullcrap. That is absolutely bullcrap. Now, I will say, obviously, real estate is going through the roof. It's absolutely insane. In fact, home prices have gone up 48% since like 2020 or 2021, which is just astronomical. It's not sustainable, in all honesty. Another one from Reuters. Man started California wildfire by pushing burning car into gully, prosecutors say. Life. Give him life. Sorry. At this point, 195,000 square acres have been burned or are on fire. I don't know exactly how that works. It's only 3% contained. Holy hell. That guy. Oh, man. Maximum penalty. Let's up the penalty for it for this guy. You know what I mean? Folks, we got good news right now because it's the end of the episode. We always end it with a good news story. But before I do that, I just want to remind you to subscribe no matter where you're listening to the show. Listen to us on Spotify. We're back on it. We were off for a couple weeks due to they upgraded their system for the content creators. So had to adjust to that, but we're back up on Spotify. So yeah, go check us out and like us or whatever, you know, click on all the things that support the show. All right, let's get into this good news story from Fox. Best friends break world record by 9 days after successfully rowing across the Pacific Ocean. Two women actually did this. I think they already did it across the Atlantic also. But I'll be honest with you. I am a rower on my free time. So this is really cool to me. But the idea of me doing something like this, like I'm not inspired to do anything like this because it sounds like complete hell. But the fact that there's people out there that are willing to do it, I think it's really cool. I guess they came within 30 feet from an oil tanker. You know, that's 30 feet. Is a lot closer than you think. That they may have exaggerated a little bit there, but who knows? I mean, if you get within 30 feet, typically you might actually get sucked into the damn thing and run over. I don't know. That wake it creates off the bow, it's not a little ripple like the photos might make you think. But I'm going to call that the episode. That's definitely some good news for those people. I think they're Americans too. So I believe they're Americans. I don't know that for sure, but either way, good for them. Hope y'all have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the summer. We're in the midst of summer still. We don't want to rush that. So get out there and enjoy it. Don't be an idiot and get in trouble this weekend. Have a DD or a call or a text ride share or however that works. But until our next episode, definitely next week, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.